We surely appreciate the Lord today. We do have a burden upon our hearts this morning. We desire your prayers. We're thankful for being here at Guthrie once again. And we do have a real burden upon our hearts. Without the Lord's help, we just won't be able to accomplish anything. But with the Lord's help, we'll be able to do all things. So I desire your prayers. I want to turn to the third chapter of St. John and the 16th verse. This is a very familiar scripture. It's been precious to my soul. I thought about when, before I got saved, I was in deep sin. And before I got saved, the Lord said that you're going to have to give me your heart. I'm not going to force you to do this. I'm dealing with you that you will be willing yourself to give your heart to me. And the Lord, when I repented, when I repented of my sin, and I said, Lord, I don't know what you can do with me. But I said that I'm giving myself over to you. And the Lord, I thought about how the Lord, He said, you're going to have to believe in me. The Lord gave me a real deliverance in my soul. You know, I'm not saying this to condemn anyone or anything, but I loved the world before I got saved. The Lord delivered me from the world. You know, I appreciate it. He delivered me from the world. I didn't desire the world anymore. You know, I heard people say, and I'm not saying it critically, that, you know, that they were delivered from cigarettes, I guess it was, and said that they were tempted by it. Well, now, I'm not saying yay or nay, but I wasn't tempted with the world. I was delivered from the world. And I feel like that the world has drawn away a lot of people. There was the message that we got. I wouldn't give anything for this message. And I believe that it was Austis Wilson. You know, sister, what was her name, brother? Sister Opal. And she taught about how do you fall? I don't know, you might have heard that message. How do you fall? Great men fail. And in this thought, my wife said, now what did she say about the world? Listen to what this says now. She said, all reformation have wrecked on the shores of worldliness. Now that's what that statement touch my heart. And I pray today, brother, salvation, no matter who tells me this or who tells me that, salvation is real. Right today, it's real. There's no fake about salvation. People might say, well, you can't live like this or you can't live like that. I believe we can live according to the Word of God. We can live according to the Word of God. May God help us today. We need to believe in Jesus. We need to believe in Him. Not just say, well, I believe Jesus. The world is saying that. But believe in Jesus, that He is able to deliver to the uttermost. Now believe this. Brother, we're going to... Unbelief and doubts and fears are just hovering the whole world. And we need faith in God. Faith in God. You pray for us. The third chapter of St. John and the 16th verse, very familiar scripture. It says, for God, that's the God, that's the Father, up above, the God, for God so loved the world, that means the individuals that's out in sin, the people that's bound down in the fetters of sin, God loves them. He feels sorry for them because that the devil has bound them in the fetters of sin. God so loved the world that He gave. He was willing to give His own Son. He was willing to sacrifice His own Son, Jesus Christ, that the whole world, He loved them, that the whole world might be delivered from sin. Sin will never enter into heaven. Sin will never enter in the church of God. Sin is going to have to be delivered not on the outside but on the inside. Our affections, our desires, seem like everything that we have and we love, we are going to have to be delivered from that. May God help us. Gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, believeth in Jesus. That's what it means. Believeth in Him, believe in Jesus. It said, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. We, brother, I want to say something here today. God has laid out a plan of salvation. He's laid it out. Now, whosoever will, it says, the scripture says, whosoever will, let him come. We're going to have to come to the Lord. We're going to have to believe in Him. We're going to have to accept Him fully. We're going to have to deny ourselves of the world, of our selfish desires, of everything that's unlike God. We're going to have to lay these things aside. Lay them aside. Get rid of them. You know, there's people, and I'm going to say something here, that's doing things that I could not do. I've been delivered from these things. Brother, listen, deliverance is precious. It is something that's real. It is something I thought about if we're willing. It said the willing and the obedient. If we are willing to accept God, willing to believe in Him, willing to just throw everything right on the altar and say, Lord, here am I. Brother, we'll never get it. That's right. God's laid a plan. You know, they're making a Bible now that says, and up there in Harvard, supposed to be educated people. But brother, listen, a man that is a smart is a man that believes in Jesus. That's right. But listen to what it says. I'm going to write me a Bible, and I'm going to fit Brother Gordon style. I'm going to fit Brother Stanley and Brother Busby. Brother, he can't do it. We all got little different attitudes and all. They cannot fit a Bible to suit everybody in the world. They can't do it. But if we are willing to humble ourselves, if we're willing to believe in Jesus, if we are willing to accept Him fully, He will change our attitude and our way and our life that we can obey and believe the Word of God. I believe that. Brother, listen. This is real today. It burdens my heart when people say, oh, this is a hard way. Brother, my yoke is easy. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If we cast all our cares upon Jesus, believe in Him, humble ourselves, brother, it's an easy way. It's an easy way. It's not a hard way. You know, the way of a transgressor, the Bible says it's hard. You know what I've tried to do, Brother Stanley? I've tried to be good. I couldn't do it. It slipped up on me. But when the Lord changed my life, the Lord delivered me. Oh, praise God. You know, before I got saved, I act so silly, I guess. I used to dance. Used to do the twist. That's right. I used to love to dance. But when the Lord delivered me, brother, listen, all of that went out of my mind. Went out of my heart. That's right. Brother, this is real. People today, don't believe anybody. Just believe in Jesus. Believe in the Word of God. Humble ourselves. Get put all on the altar. And God, the fire of God's Spirit, will come right down and purge out. Purge out. Everything that's unlike God. appreciate that so much.
Amen.
That's real. You know, if we can't turn away from the world, we're not delivered from the world. Is that right, Brother Sam? Am I preaching too strong? You know, this is a strong salvation. What I mean is, it's God's power to deliver to the uttermost, no matter what your situation. I've heard people say, Brother Gordon, you don't know my situation. I said, I'm glad I don't know your situation. But I said, the power of God could change your life. May God help us today. Brother, let's believe in Jesus. It said here, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't send Christ here to condemn the world. He didn't send Christ here to put more pressure and put agony and pain and sorrow into our life. He didn't come for that very purpose. He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundant. That's abundant life. Plenty. I'm just struggling on. We don't have to struggle. Believe in God. Receive the blessing of God. Brother, listen, it's right here before us. You know, I've heard this story. I don't like to tell stories, but anyway, said something about a man went overseas and bought him a ticket. He didn't know everything was just pay for and all of this. Listen, the devil has blinded so many people's eyes, brother. It's right here for everyone. There's no one here. God loves everyone here in this temple. He loves you. And He made preparation for everyone. He paid the full price. Everything that we want, that we need in our soul, it's paid for. All we have to do is reach out by faith in God. Faith is believing. Reach out by faith and touch. I thought about the woman said, if I could only touch just the hem of His garment, brother, I'll be made whole. And she touched Him. Yes, He did. And Jesus said, who touched me? The disciples, they didn't understand. Lord, why you say that for? Well, look at the people that's thronging you. Look at the people that's around you. Look at the people that desire healing to their bodies. Jesus said, somebody touched me. Was it by natural touch? It was through faith. That's what the... I thought about how... I wondered and I thought, Lord, why did you say, who touched me? The Lord said that she touched me through faith. Through her faith. Everyone else that touched me didn't have the faith. But the one that touched him had the faith, and it said that she was healed. Didn't it say the blood dried up or something? Listen, people, you might be looking at people that don't have faith, and they say, I'm praying. But brother, listen, when you pray believing. Accept Christ as their personal Savior. Touch Him through faith. May God help us today. So many things today. Islam, all kind of religion is in the world today that's trying to crush out the power and the blood of Jesus. But brother, it'll never, no matter, people might crush it out, but brother, it's still the same when people come and repent and call upon God and God deliver them. God is right there to help them out. Although the things around about us, there's no God, there's no Christ. Jesus can't heal. He hasn't healed me through faith. That's right, through faith. May God help us today. I want to turn to Romans, the 5th chapter. Oh, may God help us today. Our hearts are so heavy. I don't know. I said, Lord, I don't know how to get it over to the people. He said, preach my truth. Preach my word. Believe in my word and my spirit. Oh, may God help us this morning. The 8th verse of the 5th chapter of Romans. It said, but God commended His love toward us, you and I, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God gave His only Son. Christ died for us. Much more, listen to what it said, much more than being now justified by His blood, the blood of Jesus. It said, we shall be saved. Brother, isn't that wonderful? We can be saved. Isn't that wonderful, Brother Leslie? It said, be saved from the wrath through Him. Brother, you know today, the wrath of God, if they don't see the blood applied to your heart, brother, we're going to be destroyed. I thought about the children of Israel. We've been reading in the Old Testament. And Moses said, take a young calf, kill him, take that blood and put it up on the forefold. So when the Spirit comes by and sees the blood, He honors and He recognizes the blood, the Spirit of God, the wrath of God, honors the blood of Jesus. I'll pass over. I'll say, I'll help you. You'll be saved from the wrath of God. Oh, may God help us today. Please believe in Jesus. Oh, do believe that He's able to help. I want to turn to the 9th chapter of Matthew. May God help us this morning. Our hearts are so burdened. Oh, I want the world today to be saved. I want the world today to be cleared. I want the blood of Jesus applied to the heart. Brother, that's the only thing that's going to save us. That's the only thing that is going to protect us from the wrath of God is the blood of Jesus. Oh, may God help us today. Listen. Isn't it a wonderful thing? The 9th chapter of Matthew. Isn't it a wonderful thing to believe in Jesus? Oh, you know, when I believed in Jesus, a change took place. A change took place. My mother, I've said this, I never did ask her, I never did think about it when I got to her, but she just spoke right out. I came through the door, she said, "Something has happened to you tonight." I said, "Mama, I got saved." She said, "I thought something had happened." She didn't realize. Bless her heart, I led her to the truth, to the saints. I believe she's rejoicing in heaven. She told my brother, she said, "Gator, look at that. Look at Jesus right there." He told me later, he said, "Cold chills come down." He said, "I couldn't see a thing. Look at him. Look at him right there. He's right beside you. Oh, he loves you." He told me later, I pleaded with him. He got bitter. Oh, listen. Because of a preacher did something bad. Not of the saints, but out in the world, and he just gave up. I told him, I said, "Don't look to preachers. Brother, that's wrong. That's what's wrong with here, them today. All I got, I want this. This is my preacher." I don't like that, do you? Look unto Jesus. That's the scripture saying, look unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. Brother, look to Him. Believe in Him. Stand on the promises of God. May God help us today. The 9th chapter of Matthew and the 28th verse. It said, "And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this?" He told the man, "Do you believe, that I'm able to do this?" Do we believe? When I was sick, I said, "Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to believe in you, Lord." The Lord touched me. Touched my faith. He touched my faith. My mind was sort of in a... I don't know. I thought about Paul. Paul said he was betrayed. You know, he was... Just didn't know, realize. But I said, "Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put my whole life into your hands, Lord." When I did that, the Lord touched me. My dear wife, I appreciate her so much. She told me to get back into bed. I said, "The Lord has touched me. He touched my faith. He touched my body. He's caused it to close up.
It did. Not just, it took how long?
About a couple of days or so. It healed up. I couldn't heal. I want to tell something on myself. Would it be all right?
Nothing seeing or nothing.
We had some pretty good tape. And it stick to your skin.
I took it. It was open. I took it. And I put it on there real good. And I tightened it up. Well, I said, maybe that'll help.
Well, it didn't help, Brother Stan.
It didn't heal up.
When I said, Lord, I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to stand on your promises. Brother, it healed.
It closed up with its own. I took the tape off. It closed up. And as soon as it closed up, strength came in my body. The power of God. Oh, listen, folks. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of these blessings. But God, He said, He'll have mercy on whom He will have mercy.
But He had mercy on my soul. I appreciate it so much. I'm a man that if the Lord does something for me, I appreciate it. And
it draws me close to God.
May God help us today. He's still the same.
He hasn't lost none of His power.
I can't comprehend His power, brother.
Hey. He hasn't lost any of His power. He's still the same.
He is able to deliver to the uttermost. He is able to clean a man up and make him anew. All things.
Oh, I'm ashamed of my whole life, Brother Donald.
He cleaned me up. He made me white. May God help us. Listen to what He said. Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this. He said unto him, Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe. Then touched he their eyes, saying, now this is what he said. It's according now.
How much weight and faith we got. It's according to how much we
believe in him. It said, according to your faith. Our faith.
It's according to our faith. Do you know that? According to your faith.
Your faith. Brother, we need faith.
According to our faith. Lord, now listen, give me faith. I know you won't touch me, Lord, unless I've got real faith in you.
According to our faith. According to your faith. Be it unto you. And their eyes were open. He could still open the blind eyes. That's right. It said, and their eyes were open. And Jesus straightway charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Well, I don't understand that.
But Jesus never did lift himself up. He never did lift himself up. He was concerned about souls. He was concerned about helping people. He was a servant. But he wanted them to believe in him. I've heard people say, I believe in God. Well, that's good. But he also wants us to believe in Jesus Christ. He wants us to believe in Jesus Christ. I thought about it. I was praying for someone a while back, and that stuck with me. And something told me, he said, now pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Well, I prayed in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, in Jesus' name, I want Jesus to heal this man, and the Lord healed. Do we believe that? You know, sometimes the Lord lets things happen to us to get something to us. That's right. I know of people. I know this. No hearsay. That there is people that looks down upon other people. I know it. All people. God looks at all people. I love every soul, everyone that's come in the world, no matter what they are. I've heard people say that they're illegitimate children. But you know, I read in the paper, and I believe it was Abby, and she said there's no illegitimate children. She said there's illegitimate parents. That's right. I believe that. Precious little children can't help it. Precious little children can't help being brought into this world. We've got a little boy, little grandson. He's precious to me. Yes, he won my heart. I don't know. I never did think that people would sort of win my heart, but Jesus. But he sort of won my heart. And he loves his papa. And I love that little boy too. Maybe I might not show it sometime, maybe I should. But down in my heart, I love that little boy. But may God help us today. Let us be humble. Precious soul, oh, it's dying. Precious souls is being confused. Precious souls don't know where to turn. May God help us today. I thought about, wasn't it Peter and John? He said, look on us. That don't mean that we're lifting ourselves up. Look on us. Well, look on me. If you don't see Jesus in me, you tell me. I want you to see Jesus in my life.
You know, this is why our young people, I feel so sorry for our young people. I do. Oh, my heart goes out to them. Why? Because the people seem like older people that maybe that's got things in their life and they know it. They know it. Well, how can I live this? How can I do this? Young people, I know the Bible says to respect your elders, and you can respect them. But looking at Jesus, looking at Jesus, Jesus, help me in my confusion. Help me, Lord, in my division, and help me in everything. Lord, help me. May God help us today. Our children got bitter because they saw other people doing things that we taught them not to do. And I'm not justifying my children. I'm not a man to justify nobody. I love my children. But if my children will go out in sin, and they're not going to accept the plan of God, brother, I can be good to them and love them, but I don't go along with their wickedness and their sin and their destruction. I don't go along with it. I'm not a partaker of that. But may God help us today. The Lord showed me. He said the only way you're going to win your boy is to live it yourself. Show him that there is power. You know, it's not easy. I prayed. I sought God. I wrestled with God. Oh, I thought about Jacob of old. Oh, he wrestled with God, and I wrestled with God, and wrestled with God. I said, Lord, help me be an example to my children. Help me to be a light. Help me them to show them the power. Help me, Lord. Help me. It's me, Lord, that needs prayer. I'm not looking at people. Lord, it's me. It's me. I need faith. I need faith in you, Lord. May God help us today. We love you. You might not think, and I'm not preaching to nobody, but I'm concerned. My burden, oh, my burden. Sometimes I just can't hardly live with it. Lord, lighten up my load. Help me to be an example to my children. May God help us today. Maybe I might have made mistakes, but I'm paying for them. I'm not complaining. Oh, I said, Lord, pour it on. I don't want to live for you. I want to go to heaven. I'm getting up in years, Lord. I want to meet you in peace. I know I'm going to die. The Bible says it's appointed that a man wants to die. And I've made some mistakes. I know I did. I'm suffering for it. But oh God, give me another chance. Help me to be a light. Help me to be a blessing. Help me, Lord, that I might
that they might see Christ in my life. I can say one thing about my children. They really respect me as a minister. I appreciate that so much.
But I had to wrestle.
I would wrestle with God. Oh, brother, listen.
Don't let the devil confuse your mind. Don't let the devil put your mind in a confusion. Believe in God. Believe in God. You know, the Bible says, have faith. Have faith in God. Believe in God. Stand on the promises of God. The Lord help you. May the Lord help us. They open their eyes. Did you ever notice? I've noticed these things. Every time that God moves on something, it changes. And that impressed me so much. It stuck to my mind. It said, the Lord moved on the face of the sea. It wasn't nothing. The Lord, the Spirit. No, I didn't say it. It said the Spirit of the Lord. That's right. I correct my own thing. The Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep. And this is it. The world. You know, there was a man. He was an educated man. And he told me, he said, Gordon, he said, you know how this world got into existence? I said, I know. He said, no, you don't. He said it was a big ball of gas. And he said it exploded and here we are. I said, where'd you get that? Where'd you get this? Well, I read it out of the book. What book did you get it from? Well, I guess it's a history book. May God help us today. I said, you know how this world got here? He's a young man. Educated man. And I said, you know how this world got in existence? I said, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the deep. He said, I don't believe that. See, that's why people are not getting help. That's right. I don't believe that. Where is the Spirit? Where is it at? I said, you can't see it. Well, he said, I want to believe something that I can see. I said, well, poor man. Believe in God. Believe in God. Oh, listen. Maybe sometimes you might think I'm get excited, but oh, believe in God. This is the truth. It'll stand. It'll hold out to the end.
believe in God.
May God help us today. I want to turn to Ephesians, the second chapter. Oh Lord, bless the word. Oh God, in the second chapter of Ephesians, and about the fourth verse, it said, "But God, who is rich in mercy." I love that, don't you? I say sometimes, I says the Lord has to be merciful to deal with me. That's right. A merciful God, rich in mercy. Oh, listen to what it said. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. Oh, I thought about this verse. Has quickened us, made us alive, give us a new creation. Oh, listen today. Quicken us together. Brother, if we can't work together here, we won't work and we won't go to heaven. Is that right? We won't go to heaven. We must work together. He set us together in heavenly places. I love Brother Stanley. The love of God. I'm not gay. You know, a lot of these gays, they think they're going to get to heaven. Brother, they're not going to get. They're going to have to repent. They're going to have to call on God. They're going to have to plead and beg God to deliver their soul. May God help us today. But God, who is rich in mercy, wherein he loves us. Brother, I don't understand. You know, what touched me so much, I knew I had made some mistake in the past. And God, he came in that room. I know that for surety. My mind is pretty clear. I'm not boasting, but it's pretty clear. I remember things that my wife don't even remember. He came into that room. He said, "I love you." Oh, I broke down. Lord, I never had anybody love me like that. He said, "I want to heal you. Do you have faith?" I said, "Lord, I believe. I believe you, Lord. I believe in everything you do." He touched my face. He touched me. Oh, that was a wonderful touch. He touched my heart. I got up and I told my wife, I said, "Honey," I said, "I'm healed." She said, "You get back in that bed." I said, no, I'm not. And we wasn't arguing either. I said, the Lord has healed my body. She said, you need to rest. I said, why should I rest? The Lord healed me. May God help us. Then she said, please. No, now don't start that. Please go back to bed. No, I'm not going.
You're stubborn.
Well, I might be stubborn. I ain't going back to bed. Lord, I'm not saying this to be funny, but listen, folks, God is real today. He's real. And His mercy is real. His love is real. He wants us to give. He wants us to have faith. Why did He take these disciples up there on the mount? And there was Elijah. I believe that. Why did He do that? He wanted them to know that this is real. This is Christ. Get on. And Peter said, let's make three tabernacles. Uh-oh. Can't do that. Spoke from heaven. This is my son. One tabernacle. Jesus' body, the only tabernacle. Hear ye Him. Hear you Him. Hear you Jesus Christ. There's no two or three tabernacles. There's no two or three Christ. There's no two or three gods. I mean, real gods. There's many gods, but there's only one God. One true God. There's only one Jesus Christ. There's only one Holy Spirit. They're all working hand in hand to make one. I want to tell an incident. I believe the Lord wanted me to do this. We had a drain problem. And I went to the city and I said, do you have something as a steel something to put down in my drain? Well, he said, I got one thing and it's so heavy. He said, I hope you can carry it. I said, well, I hope I can too. It was heavy. I put it through there. I came to a stop. I just jabbed with all my strength trying to get that thing through. Well, I couldn't do it. The Lord told me where to dig. That's true. I went there. I dug right there where the Lord told me. And there was a problem. It was a plastic pipe and it was open about as wide as my little finger. And down in there was root. Yeah. Root. The little root. Not no big old root. Little root. And they were entwined. Oh, it was just like, it was balled up, you know. About, I don't know, I'd say, I don't want to exaggerate, but almost as big as my fist. And she had had a rag, and that rag, I guess, was up against these roots, and I guess that's what gave it a lot of power, where it wouldn't go through. And the Lord showed me, says now, if the people of God would entwine themselves, like this root. Baby, now is that a big? Is that big? Not too big. Is a fist? if my people would entwine and work together and believe in God and have faith and have confidence in God, they ain't nothing to move. You know, I was doing that and I was just painting like a horse. With all my strength, I couldn't get through, Brother Ed. Power there. There's power. Entwined. Couldn't get through. Man said, call Roller Rooter. You know, they had the advertisement. I don't believe Roller Rooter could get through there. It was so entwined. It was so bowled in together. And I know it took me at least 10 minutes to get that thing loose. You know, I took a pretty good sized screwdriver and dig and dig and dig and finally, I did break it. Finally, I got through. And I got that old wash rag out of there and I said, here, you're my trouble. You're my trouble right here. I'm going to put you in a trap. But I thought about that so much. I thought about how the people today, oh, we need to love one another. We need to have faith. We need to work together. We need to have unity and power and grace and victory. Not up there. No. Not up there. Right here in this world. Right here where we as saints of God work together and have that power and that grace and that victory. And people will tremble. They'll tremble at the word of God. You know, you don't see much trembling. People, I've been to places and young people sit in the back there and just laughed and talked and giggled and I don't know what all. Well, you know they didn't hear what I said. May God help us. Put a stir. Put something in our congregation where people would just tremble at the word of God. May God help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. May the Lord give us victory and peace and satisfaction in our soul. Brother, if we don't have power in our life, if we don't have power over the world, if we don't have power over ourselves, we need to come and seek the Lord. You know, the Bible says, seek the Lord while He may be found. He's here today. He's here today. He's wanting to deliver. He's wanting to give you victory. He's wanting to give you abundant life. He's wanting to give you power over the world, power over yourself, power over people, power over everything. Give us power. May God help us today to stir our hearts. Jesus is real. There's no one. Somebody said, Brother Gordon, they're going to cut your head off. I said, well, that's all right. If the Lord lets him cut my head off, I'll still believe in Jesus. I still believe in His power. I still believe that He is able to heal and save to the uttermost. And there's no other thing, no other way we can get Him to this. But it's through the blood, it's through the name of Jesus. That's the only way. May God help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. I'm burdened. I'm concerned. The Lord is still the same. Help us out here, Lord. Amen.